Okay, well, that's a start. We'll get going here. Good evening to all. I am feeling better this week. This thing's just dragging on and on and on, though. And hopefully, I can get to breathing again normally. That would be great. Get tired of breathing through my mouth. Okay, let's see. What do we have? Anything interesting on the calendar here? No, looks just like the bar breakfast on the 30th. That's all I've got on my calendar that's fit to print. So we'll start at the top. Mary, KBA, BXI, take it away. And are you short time?
This is KD8BXI, Mary. Yes, I am a one and done. I'm sorry I missed everything last week. I was having some guys here doing some different house repairs and things, and I totally forgot about the time, and got away from me. And tonight it's kind of more of the same, doing some cleanup things here at the house, and yeah, you know how that goes. So I'm hoping that I can finish some of my outdoor stuff tomorrow, seeing how tomorrow is supposed to be a little warmer and a little nicer out there. And then I suppose it's going to be about time to join, I think it's John that does the lawn mowing for the golf course, so I may have to get out there and start mowing some of my grass and weeds. But good to hear everybody. Hope you're feeling better here quickly. And with everybody, I'll just say have a good week and stay healthy, and 73 all, and hope to talk to everyone next week. This is Mary, KD8BXI, back to net control.
Okay, Mary, very good. Let's see, moving on down the line here. Kip, AE5IB, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. This is Kip, AE5IB. Yeah, I've been working in my garage and having all kinds of fun with my lawnmower. I got a lawnmower from my father-in-law, and it hadn't been running for about 3 years because he got a lawn service. So when we moved up here, we moved the lawnmower up here, the Ryder tractor lawnmower up here. So I got it, the battery was completely dead. I put a new battery in. Well, when I went to fill it up with gas, the gas started coming out about as fast as I was putting it in. So that was pretty much beyond my capabilities, so I had to take it to Gron. Fortunately, Bob lent me his trailer so I could take it to Gron, took it up there, brought it back, or took it up there, left it. A few days later, they told me it was ready. I came back, grabbed it, drove it onto the trailer, hooked it all up, brought it home. As soon as I got it home, I tried to take it off the trailer, and as soon as I let up on the clutch, it stopped working. It would kill it. So I ended up having to take it back. They worked on it, they spent another day on it, came back, told me it was ready. I came back, loaded it up on the trailer again. No problem driving it. Got home, tried to back it off the trailer. As soon as I let up on the clutch, it died. So then I take it back again to Gron, and they had it over the weekend, and they finally figured it out that there was a problem with the connector being intermittent for the seat sensor. The seat sensor was good. It's just a switch, but the connector going to it was intermittent. And so it was thinking I was getting off the trailer when I was still, or on the tractor when I was still sitting on it. And so anyway, that was like 5 trips to Gron with the trailer, and the trailer with my truck uses a lot of gas, so, but I'm glad that that's over with. It's running like a champ now. Other than that, I'm working on my garage, trying to get flooring in the attic, and that's what I'm. That's what my life has been last couple weeks.
Four.
So back
one,
to
zero.
Back to.